This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Let's go to somebody using the TalkBack feature here on the brand new FM Talk 106.5 app. Let's go ahead and hit that cut.
Why is Joe Biden whispering his accomplishments into the microphone?
Wait a second, I can't hear it. Somebody's whispering again.
Why is Joe Biden whispering his accomplishments into the microphone?
Yeah, I couldn't figure that one out either as President Biden decided to like go from regular speech to whisper speech. I did not. I thought that was probably not a good thing for the president to bring back up. But they got a deal. Now, such a deal it is, we don't know exactly how we're going to pay for it. Once again, remember, the idea was to use an increase, at least this bipartisan group of senators was going to use an increase in the federal gas tax that hadn't been raised since 92 or 3 to pay for it. But President Biden said that was a non-starter because he wasn't going to raise taxes on people that made under $400,000. And none of them there really said how they'd pay for it. They said all the things that would go, but there was really no mention of how they would pay for it. So I'm waiting for that one, waiting for the other shoe to drop on that. So believe me, we'll be talking about this a lot more tomorrow. All right, we continue our series to get to know the candidates as we look towards August and municipal elections here in Mobile and Mobile City Council. This is the busiest city council cycle I think I can remember. And District 2 has got lots of activity. And one of the candidates running for office in District 2 is joining us. We'll have and by the way, too, the text line is open. You have a chance to ask questions on the text line at 343-0106. And Kim McKean is joining me now to talk more about her campaign in District 2. Welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, this is usually there's a few challengers in a district here and there, but across the city, 2 is not its own deal. There's a lot of competition. It's competitive campaign season.
It is, and that's great. It's going to give our city an opportunity to grow and have a fresh vibes.
Right. Well, I mean, we're going to get 3 for sure.
For
seats
sure.
Change,
mm-hmm.
And then beyond that, So I mean, let's talk about District 2.
Okay.
And you had said, in reading on your campaign site too, that a lot of people you think like in the city don't know what district.
Yes.
They're in the first
mm-hmm.
place.
Mm-hmm.
So give us, like, District 2 is where?
District 2 is downtown.
Okay.
All right. Now, a lot of people don't know which district they live in, and that is kind of one of the things that I want to change, because I'm not just for District 2, I'm for everyone here.
Okay.
And I want to make sure that you have a place to go to. I'm going to have a website where you can go and be like, this is... And you can find your district and you'll know who your city council person is. That way you can hold us completely accountable. And it's transparent. You know what we can and can't do
right.
from this website and where which district you live in.
So let's talk for district. I know you're going to go broader than that, but for District 2 specifically.
Yeah.
What's your number one issue for District 2?
My number one issue is to fix the potholes and to... work on fixing the drainage system. Oh my gosh, I'm tired of seeing trash cans float down the street when it rains.
This week has been a heck of an example of that.
Yeah, it has. You know, and we can fix it. There are things that we can do that can actually help with that. And number one, it is the fact that we have got to stop allowing our neighbors and businesses downtown. We have got to make them stop allowing them to put their leaves and their grass cuttings into the gutters.
I know that's against city code.
It is, and you can get fined over $500 if you get caught. But you know what? No one has been ticketed. They're not holding anyone accountable for that. And that's my number one thing would be to fix the drainage systems downtown as much as possible by adding rakes over it. That way trash can't flow into the gutter. There'll be a rake in front of it. And to start maybe lowering the fine from $500, maybe lowering that to what, say, a parking ticket would cost you.
But you're going to, if it doesn't compel people not to do it now at $500, why is lowering it going to compel them to do it, to not put their clippings in the drain?
Maybe you'll be just a little bit easier on you to turn in your neighbor if you know they're going to get a $25 fine instead
versus
of a $500. Yeah, and if you get $5, $20 fines, maybe you'll stop doing it.
What about, you talked about the potholes. I mean, there's some legendary potholes in District 2.
Oh my gosh, I need new struts.
Yeah, I mean, there's world class. So, I mean, we deal with that, and it often shows up also, like flooding after rains. You get those little, you start seeing the red clay there, and then tires after tires go through it. Are we... Do we need to tackle that piecemeal, or do you see some bigger plan with, like, you know, addressing a full redoing of a road? You see what I'm saying? Are we going to continue to patch, or do you see something bigger in the future?
Well, I definitely believe we should patch what we can, what can be patched, and then what can't be patched, we need to redo. So we could do both at the same exact time.
Okay. You
know, there's different concretes out there. There's concretes that soak up water. Believe it or not, yes, and it exists. That might be actually a bird that, I mean, a stone that can get two birds. Did I say that right?
Two birds, one stone. Yeah. I'm following. Yeah.
Okay. So there's different concretes out there that do different things. And, but yes, redoing a road or in the potholes as much as possible, because District 2, man, it is the heart of our city. It's where Mardi Gras happens. It's where everyone goes. And our roads should not have to rattle your teeth.
Like I said, yeah, District 2, there's some doozies there. All right, so outside of District 2, you said the city at large, or maybe broader than that, your ideas here and why you're running for office.
Well, because I love Mobile. Mobile is, it's my home. I've lived here for 21 years in District 2, and I don't feel like I should just fight for District 2. I want to fight for all the districts. I want my fellow city council people to also do the same. I mean, I really believe that there's a lot more that we could do in the city to make it better.
Okay. Like, and so citywide ideas, you have growth ideas or?
Well, yeah. For example, there are abandoned lots and stuff like that. We could create green spaces for people to have their gardens and beautify Mobile, take care of our trees downtown.
Right.
And of course, just listening to people, fixing up like abandoned houses and stuff like that. What happens is when people move out, they'll dump all of their trash out, or if they've gotten evicted, they'll throw all of their property out into the side of the street. Well, apparently, it doesn't get picked up. So it will stay there for a very long time. It's an eyesore. So that is one of the things I would like to see, is that no matter which district you live in, no matter what your zip code is, no matter what your salary is, you will get equal treatment with trash pickup.
And do you think that that's not happening now?
No, it's not happening now.
So some areas get better trash pickup service?
Absolutely. Drive around. You can definitely tell which ones get better trash pickup and which ones don't. And it's not fair. I'm all about equality.
Right. I'm interested in that because I didn't know that there were areas that didn't get trash pickup like other council districts.
Well, I mean, they get picked up, but it's not on a regular basis, per se.
Okay. Let's talk about growth of the city, too.
Yeah.
Physical growth of the city. Annexation. Mm-hmm. People who would like to be able to vote. It's, once again, just a question, giving people the right to vote to come in the city or not. What's your feeling on that?
I'm all about annexation, actually, because, you know, Mobile needs to grow, and we have only one option to grow, and that is out that way.
Mm-hmm.
We can't go anywhere else.
Yeah,
we can't go
east.
No, we can't. So I'm all about it. And plus, it will allow our city to grow and to remain bigger, because if we don't do that, Mobile will not progress. We will become, instead of the third largest city, we'll become the fourth largest city, the fifth largest city, and it'll just go down. And to me, I mean, there's a lot of revenue to be made out there, so I am a thumbs up for annexation.
So you would vote if you're on the council if it comes up again, the right of referendum for those people. You'd say yes, let them vote to come in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Just joining us, talking to Kimberly McKean. She's running for District 2 Mobile City Council. Outside of the city, then bigger ideas here, because I look through your website. You talk a bunch on the website about what you've done with your life, you know, so far, and being an activist, an LGBTQ activist, and how would you apply that for the city council or beyond the city council? How does that fit into the job?
Well, actually, you know, statewide advocacy is no different than local civil advocacy.
Okay. Here.
And it's the same thing. It's fighting for what's right. It's fighting for the people. It's giving a voice to us, the marginalized people that really don't get heard as like we should. And I'm talking about LGBTQ.
Okay. So would you implement or have ideas specifically for the city to do to be more LGBTQ friendly, or is there like, how would you change that?
Well, right now it's not like I have to do anything. What we need.
Okay.
We need a voice at the city council. We need a seat at that table in order for our voices to be heard. So then we can say, this is what we need to do.
You're saying specifically somebody who's LGBTQ on the Mobile City Council,
yes,
as a voice. But
yes.
I mean, I just got to ask you this question. Could mm-hmm. somebody who's not LGBTQ carry that same, I mean?
They can be an ally for sure, and we'll be very grateful for that. But it's not the same as an LGBTQ representative.
Okay. So that's a reasoning for a constituency in District 2 to vote to have somebody specifically on the council who's LGBTQ.
Yeah. And you know what? This all came about last year when Phil Benson made the comment and he said those queers, right?
Right.
All right. Well, I waited a good week. No one came forward and said that was wrong. And I knew then, in that moment, my city council, my county commissioner, my mayor, none of them came forth and said, now, Phil, you shouldn't have said that. That's wrong. Like,
I think there was... There was something that I don't have it in front of me, but something ended up happening here. But
they people did come out and finally speak up, but it took days.
Okay.
When it should have been immediate, because it was wrong what he said. So I'm sitting there waiting for days for someone to stand up for me, and no one did. And that's in that moment that I was like, okay, we need the Human Relations Commission back up and running so we can avoid discrimination throughout the city, and we need a voice at the table.
Is that what launched this campaign?
Yes.
So back then, that's what launched this campaign?
It did. Back then, I realized because we need a voice in this city, and I want to be that voice, or I want to open the door for someone to come through and be that voice, and we should always have a voice. In each and every single district, there should be someone gay running.
In each and every... So as, yes, as a rule?
As a plan. I mean, as a rule, I don't know if it's a rule, but it needs to happen.
So in each district, in each campaign, there needs to be...
representation of the LGBTQ community, absolutely.
And somebody specifically, like we said, who's LGBTQ, not somebody who says, yeah, well, I'm good with that, or I'm, you know.
We're okay with allies, for sure, but it's not the same as being an LGBTQ member.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you talk to people, you doing the knocking on the doors and all mm-hmm. that stuff, mm-hmm. what do people tell you on that, that they have concerns over those same issues?
Yes. Well, their main concern actually is over the flooding streets.
Right. That sounds more like a council concern, right?
Yeah, it's the number one thing.
Because it doesn't care. It doesn't care. You know who you love.
No.
The street floods. Street floods.
It does.
Right.
Yes. But you know, when your city council, that your city councilmen, they are your voice.
Right.
So I have no problem being the squeakiest wheel in, you know, out there. Trying to get as much of the potholes fixed, the drainage system fixed. I even want to add bus shelters to our bus stops. I mean, think about it. We're the rainiest city out there, and our people who are riding the bus, they have to stand in the rain or in the weather. They're subject to it because there's no shelter. My second thing that I'm really...
Okay, bus shelters there on the Wave Transit routes.
Yes, we need those. Not everyone has, not all of them have them.
Speaking of transit, we just have a minute and a half left here.
Okay.
But I just got done talking about Amtrak, too.
Mm-hmm.
And part of should the city be part of bringing Amtrak in? Should the city have skin in that game?
Absolutely, to bring in revenue.
So how much should we be on board for, pun intended, versus, because, I mean, Amtrak has come in, and now they said, even though they haven't checked off certain boxes the city mm-hmm. asked for to be able to present that $3 million. They said, we're coming in anyway. You know, mm-hmm. I wonder You know, does the city just say sit back and say, well, we'll let you pay for all of it, or do we come in at some amount? How much is the okay amount?
Well, if they want to pay for all of it, let them do it. Okay. We'll put that money towards the Bayway, because that's what we really need.
So are you, what is your solution? That's our line. There you go. What's your solution? How are we gonna do this?
How can we do that Bayway? Oh my gosh. It is a toll, let me tell you.
So it is a toll.
No tolls.
How do we, who, if the feds don't have it, we'll see. We just had this infrastructure deal signed. Yeah. I hadn't figured out how they're going to pay for it, but mm-hmm. does the county, does the city kick in?
I think we're all going to have to kick in, but right now we're just kind of hoping and praying that Biden does it for us.
There we go. If people want to get more information about your campaign, where do they go?
OutForMcCain.com.
Okay, so that's online. Get that, or is that website? How about Facebook, or is it?
It's on Facebook too. Out for McCain. You can also look me up, Kimberly McCain, on Facebook.
Good deal. Thanks for stopping by.
All right, thank you.
All right, coming right back. About to wrap it up here on Midday Mobile. Let's do this though. Looking for caller number 6. I've got your tickets for REO Speedwagon. They are coming to right here to Mobile, July 19th. Yeah, that's the date, July 19th, and we've got. But don't we go give them 2 tickets to caller number 6? Let's do that. 2 tickets, caller number 6. They are yours. Good luck. Be right back.